David Moffett, railroader and industrialist. When? 1839 to 1911. Where? Denver, Colorado. Why important? Denver businessman, Colorado railroad owner. Biography. David Halliday Moffett was born in Washingtonville, New York, on July 22, 1839. When David was only 12 years old, he moved to New York City and became a messenger boy for a bank. He worked so hard that the president of the bank noticed him and gave him a job of assistant teller. David's older brother Samuel moved to Iowa in 1855, and David soon followed, getting a job at a bank there. The lure of the West called to David, and in 1860, he moved to Denver and opened a bookstore on Larimer and 15th Streets. David wasn't fond of selling books, and by 1865 became an agent for the Home Insurance Company. Around 1870, David was hired at the First National Bank of Denver as its manager. The bank was very successful when David was running it, and eventually he became the bank's president. Banking was not David's only interest. He was enthusiastic about railroad transportation in Colorado and co-owned 9 railroads. He was also very interested in the mines of Colorado and had over 100 claims. Success in both these interests made David very wealthy. David wanted to build a railroad through the mountains from Denver to Salt Lake City, Utah. He began to build the railroad in December 1902, which had 33 short tunnels, and it went from Denver to Craig, Colorado. It was called the Moffett Road. He spent millions of his own money to pay for the railroad. When he started running out of funds, he went to New York City to try to find people who would be willing to help pay for the railroad through the Rocky Mountains. Unfortunately, David became ill while in New York City and died on March 18, 1911. Since David died, there was no money to tunnel through the Rocky Mountains. However, the goal of the tunnel was not forgotten. After several years of trying to raise the money, the Colorado Senate, in 1922, voted to pay for the tunnel. It was finished 6 years later, and the first train went through the new tunnel on February 26, 1928. It was named the Moffett Tunnel after David.